The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
You know, years ago, my wife said, why don't you not just jawbone about issues on the air? I know you're a big mouth on the radio, but why don't you put your radio show and the heft of your audience to use? Why don't you do something for people? And we began sort of a philanthropic side to this show. And I can tell you that Prison Fellowship is one of the happiest, most joyful things we've ever done. The Prison Fellowship Ministry is extraordinary, okay? And it is a ministry. I have been to summer camps. I have met children who are the children of incarcerated Americans. I have visited with many of the beautiful people who comprise the Prison Fellowship team. And, of course, I've been telling you all month about the Prison Fellowship Academy, which is changing hearts and minds within the prison walls. At Christmas time, I get such a kick out of knowing that this audience is going to step up and participate in our Angel Tree campaign, which delivers Christmas gifts and the gospel to the children of prisoners. And the beauty of it is the children understand that these gifts are coming from their mom or dad in prison. But you're really the magic behind that. You're the impetus. And we thought it would be successful when we first started partnering with Prison Fellowship a couple of years ago. It has exceeded our wildest expectations. So it's kind of neat to take a couple of moments to chat with the president and CEO of Prison Fellowship. This is a guy who spent many, many years as a very successful executive. And since 2016, he's been at the helm of Prison Fellowship. James Ackerman, it's great to welcome you back to the Mike Gallagher Show. How have you been, sir?
Mike, I've been great. Thank you for that kind intro. And how have you been doing?
I'm excited because I keep getting great feedback about people learning about the Prison Fellowship Academy. We've been sharing stories from prisoners whose lives have been upended and changed for the better. They've taken a path that they never expected to take. Can you just start by telling us what it must feel like to be the president and CEO of a ministry like Prison Fellowship that is, you know, when we've got so many challenges we're facing right now as a country, and we see crime in the streets and raging inflation and the divisiveness we're experiencing as a people, it must be gratifying for you to be able to go to work every day and do what you do with Prison Fellowship.
Oh, this has been, leading Prison Fellowship has been the highlight of my career, to be frank. I love going into prison. I love working with the men and women in prison and helping people to see that there's a better way and that they can overcome the brokenness of their past and the mistakes of their past and step into new beginnings and live productive and healthy lives, which result in safer communities.
You know, I this has come full circle because I've become so enamored with Prison Fellowship. This year, we're based in Tampa, Florida, and I started giving out my snail mail address. Normally, we get emails and text messages. We're in an electronic era. But recently, we said, why don't we give out our mailing address, which is P.O. Box 25358, Tampa, Florida, 33630. Well, very funny things started happening. Not only do people who don't like to use computers write the show, but prisoners from all over the country are writing the show because they don't have access many times to computers or email, and they write me letters. And the letters I get from people who are incarcerated have touched my heart because, you know, again, as a big mouth on the radio, we throw around, you know, law and order, crime and justice and the rule of law, and we sort of diminish or minimize prisoners to sort of a statistic. We don't think of them as husbands or fathers or sons or daughters or wives. And to read the words the handwritten words from people who are behind bars about their hopes and dreams, the acknowledgement of the mistakes they've made in life, and their spiritual beliefs. I mean, it's almost like God is talking to me through Prison Fellowship, because I'm sure that's been sort of your journey with all the years you volunteered with Prison Fellowship prior to becoming the president and CEO. It is an amazing revelation to know, wow, these are people. These are people who hurt. These are people who have fallen, but they want that path to redemption and to get back into becoming productive citizens again.
Yeah, that's exactly right. The first time I stepped into a prison was in 2004 as a guest of Prison Fellowship to see the Prison Fellowship Academy, which is what we're talking about here. And the experience was transformative for me because I realized that these men who I was visiting with that day are people. And we all have made mistakes. We've all made mistakes. Not all of our mistakes have led to us serving time in prison, that's for sure. But we've all made mistakes. And we begin to see that men and women in prison are people as well. You know, in the book of Hebrews, the Apostle Paul encourages us in Hebrews 13:3 to remember those in prison as if we are serving with them. We're called to have an empathetic relationship with those in prison. And when we do, we begin to see the stories that you are experiencing through these letters that are being written to you by people that are experiencing real transformation, who decided, you know what, I need to get my life together. Whatever I've been doing is not working for me, and I need to be doing something different.
I remember years ago, I saw Chuck Colson in an airport somewhere. It was, and I remember it was a small airport. I thought, boy, this is kind of peculiar that I would run into Chuck Colson, who, of course, of Watergate infamy, and he was the guy who you know, spearheaded Prison Fellowship, right?
Right.
And I went up to him like a dope, I went up to him sheepishly, and I just said, thank you, because by then Prison Fellowship was up and running, and I knew he was behind it, and I just thanked him, and he was very kind and very gracious. But this is, it's just such a brilliant story. James Ackerman, the president and CEO of Prison Fellowship, with us here on the Mike Gallagher Show. Let's talk a little bit about the Academy, because, again, we've had sort of two missions, two narratives that I've shared with our audience all over the country. At Christmas time, it's the Angel Tree campaign, but I wanted everybody to know this month about Prison Fellowship Academy. Talk to us specifically about what the Academy does, what it's all about.
Yeah, so the Prison Fellowship Academy is a year-long intensive program that men or women apply to get into. These are men and women in prison apply to get into. There's a lot of work involved. All the curriculum they'll experience is grounded in biblical principles and the Gospels of Jesus Christ. But we welcome anybody to apply for the Prison Fellowship Academy of any background, of any faith, or no faith at all. But everything we teach is rooted in the Bible. And so the whole goal of the Prison Fellowship Academy is to guide men and women to begin to understand what it means to be a good citizen and begin to practice the habits of good citizenry. And so good citizenship. And so that is what the prison, in a nutshell, that's what the Prison Fellowship Academy does. There's 178 academies in 33 states as we speak. The program is growing substantially year over year, and the results are unbelievable in terms of men and women returning to our communities who are healthy and productive citizens.
I want you to learn all about this amazing, amazing, beautiful, beautiful ministry and this great effort to turn lives around. Go to MikeOnline.com, click on the Breaking the Cycle of Crime banner at the top of the page. I guarantee it will bless you as it has blessed all of us here at Team Gallagher. MikeOnline.com, click on the Breaking the Cycle of Crime banner at the top of the page. And James, how about this 14-day devotional written by actual Prison Fellowship Academy participants? I've gotten tons of feedback from listeners who have been just delighted at receiving this devotional for free.
Oh, yeah, the devotional, I think we're in our fifth version of it. And the devotional was the brainchild of one of our Prison Fellowship staffers who said, you know, they're really strong believers in prison, and why don't we draw on their experience to write a devotional for people who aren't in prison? And so we make that devotional available to our followers, to our donors, to other people that are interested in Prison Fellowship. And, yeah, it's a 14-day devotional. that where every single devotion is written by a man or woman in prison who actually identifies their first name and the verse that is really moving them and shares their narrative and a devotional for us to experience is a very, very powerful book. And as I said, I think we just finished publishing our fifth version, and we're going to continue to carry on these 14-day devotionals written by men and women in prison, but for you and I on the outside.
James Ackerman, President and CEO of Prison Fellowship, thank you for your support of the Mike Gallagher Show. Thank you for your partnership. We are so honored and grateful to be able to share all of this with the world and our audience. My goodness, we knew they'd step up at the come Christmas time, but it has kind of blown our minds, because every campaign that we've done, this audience has donated well over $200,000 to send Christmas gifts and the gospel and a message from their mom or dad. In fact, if you don't mind, take just a few seconds, James, to walk through the Angel Tree campaign, because, hey, before you know it, we're going to be at Christmas time.
We are, and Angel Tree is really a year-round initiative. So right now, as we speak, we are working with chaplains to distribute Angel Tree applications in prisons all over the country. We distribute to just over 1,300 state, federal prisons and high-profile jails, and encourage moms and dads in prison to sign up with their children for Angel Tree. We then take those applications towards the end of summer, process them, and then distribute those kids to churches all over the country. 5,000 to 7,000 churches a year participate in Angel Tree. And in any given year, we have 250,000 to 300,000 children signed up to be served at Angel Tree Christmas. So it's happening right now. The parents are signing up their kids.
All right. I'm going to put everybody into a holiday spirit, because it may be June 23rd, but Christmas time will be here before you know it. And I get very excited at the idea of our audience delivering these Christmas presents and the gospel to these children. Because you think about it, James, as you know better than anybody, that may just give kids a path to take that they weren't going to take, you know, and they may just turn to God and turn away from crime and a life of despair. I don't know. I hope you know how much Prison Fellowship means to all of us here at the Mike Gallagher Show. Thank you, James Ackerman. Keep fighting the good fight.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having us, and we know we're grateful to you.
Thank you, James. Appreciate it. James Ackerman, we're going to put you in the holiday spirit right now, the Christmas spirit. Okay, it's June. It's hot. It's 110 degrees everywhere. But let's put you in a little holiday mood and get ready for the Christmas season of giving to our Prison Fellowship campaign. We'll be starting up in a few months.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.